some blood, maybe. I don't know. Maybe his tooth. You think he got hit underneath? Everything appears to be fine. But, you know, Ken Weaver had a game there at the Flint Hills League shootout. Lucas Griffin diving for a loose ball. Lost one of his. Lost his tooth at the foul line.
Lost a chiclet, as they like to call that.
Shattered it. But Dean with it at the foul line. Turnaround jumper. Rimming out. No good. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Madison. So Luthy subbed out by Corey Yao, the junior for Madison. 6'1" junior. But 60 seconds in. Linden on top. 2-0. Luthy back to the scores table. Rhodes. Wing to the block. Dribbles it off the leg of Dean. It'll stay with the Tigers. So Luthy back in there for Corey Yao. Inbound to Biggs. Near side Griffin. Up top Rhodes. He'll look to drive. Foul line. Now kicked out to Marcotte. Over to Griffin near corner. Up top Wine. He'll drive to the elbow. Nothing there. Now to Griffin. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Rhodes. Rhodes driving with the left. Now into the corner to Griffin. Griffin skips far side. Biggs three on the wing. Good for Joey Biggs. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent three-pointer. Experience the Midwest land group difference. 90 seconds in, Tigers on top by 5. Dean, spin move at the elbow. European Pro, good. Madison's first points of the night. Rhodes pushing the issue on the opposite side to Marcotte. Now near side to Wine. Bounce pass to Biggs. Now over to Marcotte, far side. Rhodes up top to Wine. Now near corner to Marcotte. He'll fire a three. Good. James Marcotte with a Cody Thurston three-pointer. 8-2. Tigers on top. 2 minutes in. Mendez, far corner. Now to Dean. Left wing three. It's going to be short. And a rebound to Biggs. Biggs keeps it himself in the half court. Over to Griffin. Griffin bowls over defender. And they're going to wave the shot off as sliding over there, I believe, was Braden Grimmett taking the charge. But the foul against Lucas Griffin, his first, team's first.
Yeah, that time Braden just stepped in there and took the hit.
Lane Smith running the point. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Madison trailing 8-2. Grimmett at the right elbow. Now near side to Luthy. Luthy going along the perimeter, now picking up a dribble, going to Dean at the elbow. He'll turn and face, get collapsed by the defense, now kicked out three over two. Lane Smith, we're going to have a foul on the rebound, going to go against Braden Grimmett. And that'll be his first, team's first. But thoughts and prayers to the Dick Hubert family, one of our own. But Dick passing away this week, but Hannah, his daughter-in-law, on our sales team that makes a lot of these broadcasts possible, selling there. But Jace, the son of Dick, grew up with Jace. Many hours spent with Dick and Jace. So thoughts and prayers to the Hubert family. But a three by Javi Alba Mendez calls home for Madison. But the Cody Thurston threes are falling. Not something we saw in the first game.
No.
Linden on top by 3, 8-5. Biggs drive to the hoop. Put up a shot. It's no good. Rebound Dean. Outlet pass finds the hand of Lane Smith. Now up the court we go to Luthy. Thought about an equalizer now to Smith. Foul line. Put it on the floor and he'll be fouled. It's going to go against James Marcotte, I believe. Kendall Wine with the infraction. That'll be his first, team's second. 4:36 remaining first quarter. Madison trailing 8-7 now. As Braden Grimmett takes the inbound and kisses the window. So a big 5-0 run here by Madison to respond.
Yeah, I think Coach McNeil had to be happy with that inbounds play that they ran it to perfection.
Rhodes over to Marcotte. Now Biggs up top Wine. Ball fake. Now go back to Marcotte. His three going to be a little long and a rebound to Dean. Smith up the court. We go to Luthy. Luthy. Pump fake, bounce pass to Dean's on the floor and going to be stolen away. Actually going to have a tie-up possession arrow in favor of the Linden Tigers. It'll be a turnover for Madison. Josh McNary, Wyatt Rice, and I believe Cameron Weston into the contest for Linden. Haskins about eight deep on the bench. Madison doesn't like to go beyond six. Weston up top to Rhodes. Far side to Rice. Now Biggs. Skips back to Weston. Three on the wing. Good. Yet another three. That's the third three in this quarter for the Linden Tigers. Cody Thurston, land agent three. Oh, that was a pick'em right there, Ken, on Braden Grimmett. And I believe Josh McNary. No, actually Wyatt Rice. But looked like Grimmett might have extended. But the foul goes against Wyatt Rice, his first, team's third.
Yeah, and I think Rice is like, okay, what did I do wrong?
Mendez, near side, far side now to Smith. He'll look for a three. Good.
Oh.
Threes are falling here tonight. Cody Thurston is smiling.
Yeah.
After a Cody Thurston land agent three.
They're making up for the last game.
Weston over to McNary now. Far side, Wyatt Rice. He's at the elbow now, foul line. Over to Cameron Weston, three on the near side. Good for Cameron Weston. 3:03 to play. Makes the score 14-10.
They are 4-for-4 from three-point range.
Madison got two to fall, so 6 3-pointers thus far. Mendez will get a breather for Corey Yao. But 2:58 remaining, 14-10 here in the first quarter. Lane Smith to inbound on the far sideline, looking for an open teammate. And not going to find one. Going to be stolen away by the Linden Tigers. Biggs, top of the key, hands it off to Rhodes. Heavy pressure applied by Lane Smith. Spin move to the block, off the glass. Going to be waved off, and they're going to call it travel on Cason Rhodes. It was an excellent play. If it counted, he went, somehow went from the elbow to the block in one fell swoop.
Yeah. Yeah, and
from our angle, look good.
Yeah, but our angle, we don't matter.
Not the best.
No.
Yeah. Dean, near side to Grimmett. Now foul line, driving to the block. No good. And a rebound to Joey Biggs. Biggs looking to push. Over to Weston. Bounce pass over to McNary on the block. No good, but he is fouled. And he'll go to line for two.
Yeah, I think there'll be two on Braden Grimmett, won't it? Yeah, that's big.
So at the scores table, Javi Alba Mendez at the line for two, McNary. No good on the first one, rimming out. You have a final from Little River, 64-48. Little River taking it over Opie. So
a good game still from the Lady Eagles.
It was a 10-point ball game heading into the fourth quarter. Sound like Lily Skowski might have been in foul trouble as McNary misses it on the second one. Rebound to Madison. Up the court we go to Mendez. Nice pump fake, and he'll kiss the window. Mendez with five. And it's a one-possession ball game, 14-12. Linden on top. Biggs, top of the key now, near side Weston. Now to Rice. Wyatt Rice drive. Kicked out Biggs. Three on the air. Good. Nothing but net for Joey Biggs. Cody Thurston, land agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Now a steal on the opposite side by Joey Biggs. Running the break. Threading the needle over to McNary in the corner. Now back to Biggs on the near side wing. Up top, Rhodes. Far side, Weston. He'll launch a three. Bang!
Oh, my goodness.
Cameron Weston, 3-for-3 from long range. And it's 20-12 here in the first quarter.
Wow.
Corey Yao on far side. Skipped over to Lane Smith. He'll look to drive. The block, high off the glass, no good. Rebound to Rhodes. Rhodes into the half court. Far side, Weston. Three is launched for the heat check. It's good. And a foul.
Oh, wow.
So the foul came as Madison was running through the screen. Wow.
They are.
So the basket's going to count, and Lennon's going to get possession.
They are 7-of-7 from the free throw line.
So foul is against Javi Alba Mendez. So three fouls apiece for both of these teams. And we're going to have a bench warning on Alex McNeil. He was asking for an explanation of what to tell his kids on that play. And now, an inbound coming from Kendall Wine to Vic Neri. Far side, Weston, looking for another heat check. This time it's no good. First missed in eight tries. But an offensive rebound, though, for the Tigers to maintain possession. Vic Neri driving baseline. Going to be a foul. Foul's going to go against Madison. That'll be their fourth. And the second on Javi Alba Mendez. So both Grimmett and Mendez each with two fouls apiece. With 106 remaining in the first quarter. Wine up top, Weston. Linden on top, 23-12. 60 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Rice, far side, Wine. Over to Weston. Now up top, Marcotte, far side, Weston. First time the shot clock has probably seen 20 seconds now. Now a drive to Marcotte to the block. Kisses the glass and it's no good. Rebound to Yao. Yao in the half court. 8 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Lob inside to Dean. Defense collapses, knocking the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Madison with 35 seconds to play in the quarter.
Yeah, Michael, Linden is 1-for-5 inside the arc. They are 7-of-8 from three-point range.
Impeccable start to the first quarter. But lob inside to Dean on the elbow. Lob back to Mendez, and they were fronting Mendez, and it goes out of bounds. And actually, might get an overruling. It's going to stay with Madison.
Yeah, I was going to say that looked tipped to my... from my view.
So Mendez will inbound once again. 32 seconds now to play. Over to Dean. Baseline jumper good. Octavian Dean, fourth point tonight. Trims the deficit to 9 for the Madison Bulldogs. Shot clock turned off here in the first quarter. 22 seconds to play. Wyatt Rice with it. Linden content with one final shot here. Rice. Near side, Weston. To the foul line. The Wine. Bounce pass to Marcotte. Now over to Rice. Marcotte foul line. Now Kendall Wine, three on the near side wing. Bangs off the iron, no good. Rebound tipped out. And that will do it after the first 8 minutes. Linden 23, Madison 14. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. We'll say hello to our sponsors and have second quarter action upcoming next.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Welcome back to Linden High School. Michael Dieter alongside Ken Hansen. You have a final score from Braden Brown. Topeka High taking the victory, 58-40. But that broadcast over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Yao with the inbound to Lane Smith in the backcourt. Our score, 23-14 after just a long-range attack by the Linden Tigers in the first quarter. Dean, far side, Cooper Luthi, three. No good. Rebound to Kaysen Rhodes. He'll look to push. Rhodes, top of the key, far corner to Marcotte. Biggs, now near side to Griffin. Griffin to the elbow, kicked out Marcotte. He'll launch a three. Good. Well, banged out, no good. Rebound to Cooper Luthi.
Here's the thing. If you're dependent on the three, you can go ice cold just as quick as being red hot.
Dean, foul line turnaround jumper, good. Dean with six. Draws the Bulldogs within seven. Rhodes up top, Biggs. Far side to Wine. Now to Marcotte. back to Wine on the far side. Now Biggs over to the elbow to Rhodes. Near side to Marcotte, up top Rhodes. Look to drive, heavy pressure applied by Smith. He's held Rhodes in check here tonight. Wine, now Biggs, far side Rhodes, under 10 on the shot clock. Now 5. Over to Biggs. Near side 3 by James Marcotte. No good. He follows his shot, getting his own rebound. Now near side to Griffin. Far side corner to Wine. Now Biggs, elbow, kicked out Rhodes. Over to Wine, now to Marcotte. Back to Wine, now Griffin. Skips near side to Marcotte, halfway through the shot clock. Now Kaysen Rhodes, 3 in the corner. No good, rebound. Going to be won by Linden, but saving it out of bounds into the hands of Lane Smith. Lane Smith, near side wing, underneath the Dean. And a double team, he'll fall to the floor. And somehow Smith dribbles it out to maintain possession. Luthi with the pump fake. Now a running jumper on the baseline, no good. Fight for the rebound, going to go against Madison on a foul. And it's going to go against Dean, his first, team's first.
Now the one thing is, Michael, when a team is hitting hot from threes, they're eventually going to start missing something. Madison's got to do a much better job of blocking out and getting those long rebounds.
Biggs, far side Wine. Now over to Griffin. Now near side 3 fired by Marcotte. Rattles out, no good. And a rebound to Mendez. Up the court we go with Yao. Down the corner to Smith, underneath Dean. He'll kiss the window, be short. And a rebound to Joey Biggs. 5:33 to play in the first half. Linden on top, 23-16. Wine far side, bounce pass to Griffin. This game's really slowed down, Ken, after a blistering start.
That it has.
Rhodes puts it on the floor and stolen away by Yao. Mendez now with it. Now back to Yao. Bounce pass back to Mendez. He'll launch a right wing 3, and that'll draw home for Javi Mendez. That's his 8th point and draws the Bulldogs back within 4. They trailed by as many as 11 here in the first half. Griffin up top Rhodes. Near side Biggs. Underneath the Marcotte. Kicked up top Rhodes 3. No good. Rebound. Dean. And a foul against James Marcotte. So just as hot as Linden was, hero to zero here in the second quarter.
Yeah, they have missed. They hit their first 7, they missed their last 7. They need to try to get something going to the basket.
23-19, Tigers still on top. Lane Smith with it in the half court, over to Octavian Dean. Mendez now back to Smith. Smith drives, nothing there. Joey Biggs just all over Dean. You can tell Dean's kind of frustrated with the heavy pressure by Biggs down low.
Yeah.
Mendez thought about it and travels.
7 turnovers right now for Madison. And, Michael, one of the things is Joey Biggs may be giving up some size, but he's a pretty stocky kid.
Oh, yeah. Tigers with it here in the half court. Wine the Biggs underneath the Rhodes, kicked out Wine on the far side wing. Now in the corner to Rhodes, he'll launch a 3, it'll be short. Offensive board to Wine on the block, he'll dribble it back out and reset the offense. Weston trying to thread the needle to Marcotte, stolen away by Octavian Dean. Halfway through this second quarter, Madison trailing 23-19, and they turn it over trying to find Smith in transition.
Yeah. They forgot that Lane was probably the smallest guy out there on the court, and they threw it well over his head.
Rhodes, far side Wine. Up top Rhodes, near side West. Underneath the Marcotte on the baseline. He'll drive to the block, kick in the corner. Now to Rhodes on the wing. Elbow jumper. Good for Kaysen Rhodes. His first point of the evening.
And that time he got a little bit of penetration in there before he got the shot off.
And then a jumper by Dean's no good. Fight for a loose ball. Going to go to the Linden Tigers. Biggs pushing it to the elbow, to the block. Dribbles it out to the corner. Now near side Wine. Far side to Rhodes. Now to Weston. Back to Rhodes. Near side. Wine. Bounce pass to Biggs. Biggs backing down Mendez. And he'll be fouled by Mendez, and that'll be a third foul on Javi Alba Mendez.
And Javi's just kind of taking a breath there, like, what?
Good job there by Biggs to back down. Could have been a tie-up. Looked like both of them met the ball at the same time, but you know, say too much contact there by Mendez. The foreign exchange student from Spain. Biggs, no good on the foul shot. The Tigers 0-for-3 from the foul line. Madison yet to attempt one with 2:51 remaining in the half.
Madison really hasn't done a good job of getting it in to Octavian so far tonight.
We do have a score update from Hartford and Gossel. Hartford 67, Gossel 28. Coy Wilkinson going for 30 points.
Oh, wow.
Foul shot good by Joey Biggs. Thank you for Athletic Director Ben D'Andrea for texting in that score update for the Jaguars. Dean at the elbow, backing down Biggs. Defense collapses on him. He puts up a contested jumper. That's no good. Biggs with the rebound. Huge outlet pass going to be stolen away by Corey Yao. We're going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Remind you guys, our postseason coverage begins on Monday. A doubleheader on our coverage of substates. Ken Hansen, Quinn Dold will be with Waverly and Meredithine Valley. Meredithine Valley at Waverly for that contest. Yep. That'll be on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. I will have Clifton Clyde hosting Burlingame.
Yeah.
That's in Clifton Clyde.
Yeah.
So, and Road Warriors here to start things off.
Who would ever thought we would know the Clifton Clyde coach much better than the Burlingame coach?
I texted Dane, and I said, Dane, we normally don't do a pregame interview with coaches outside of our area, but you don't fit that mold.
Yeah.
You are in this area still, no matter if you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
So both of those games beginning at 6 p.m. Monday, and then we'll have the Burlingame Lady Bearcats against the Rural Vista Heat.
Yep.
On Tuesday, that's another 6 p.m. start on Country 101.7 FM. But Madison with possession, trailing thanks by 7. Pump fake by Corey Yell on the far side wing. Over to Octavian Dean. Now to Grimmett. Grimmett, heavy pressure, going to get a ball screen. Drive to the block, kicked out Smith. 10 seconds on the shot clock, and Smith will have his pocket picked by Wyatt Price. Now to Rhodes, near side wing. Back to Weston. He had a hot hand in the first quarter, and it stays hot. 5 3-pointers in the first half by Cameron Weston. Cody Thurston, Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Lead back to double figures for the Linden Tigers. 29-19, about 45 remaining in the half. Luthi on the far side looking to drive baseline. Now to Smith on the block, and he'll be fouled.
Well, Michael, during the pregame show when Coach Haskins, when he talked about the people that stepped forward with it when Rhodes was down, he definitely was talking a lot about Weston.
A foul against Cameron Weston. That's his first, team second. And then an inbound. Who made that shot, Ken?
I think it was Octavian.
Octavian Dean with his 8th point tonight. Now three in the corner by Weston. It's no good. And a rebound to Braden Grimmett. Up the court we go to Luthi. Near corner. Now to Dean on the block. Misses a hook shot well off the mark, and a rebound to Linden. Wyatt Rice here right in front of us at the scorer's table. Now up top, Weston. Far side, Griffin. Back to Weston. Near side, Rice. In the corner to Rhodes. 29-21, Tigers on top. 60 seconds remaining here in the half. We'll have the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show visit with Victorious Girls head coach Megan Heckel. Kicked out, three on the wing by Rhodes. It'll be short. Rebound. Going to go to nobody. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. Going to go against the Linden Tigers, and that's the infraction against Josh McNary. His first, team's third. Biggs and Marcotte back to the scores table.
Like Michael, I only got 20 things to mark down on our three-point field goal tips.
And we've done that, done burned it all in the first half.
Yeah.
Under one here to play in the half. Madison trailing by 8. Yao. Heavy pressure applied by Lucas Griffin. Bounce pass to Smith. And the near side wing up top, Grimmett. Grimmett looking to drive. to the block, have his shot rejected from behind, but they're going to say too much body contact.
Yeah.
And Grimmett will go to line for the first foul attempts for the Madison Bulldogs. Infraction is against Cameron West in his second, team's fourth. Grimmett, 2 points thus far tonight. Make it three. The junior will step to the line with another one. Very Madison Bulldog looking sneakers. Yellow and black. Bends his knees and fires. And a perfect trip for the junior, Braden Grimmett. 29-23 here. Shot clock turned off with 30 seconds to go here in the half. Wyatt Rice with it. Rice over to Marcotte. Back to Rice. Now Weston. Now Marcotte. Back to Rice. Now to Griffin. Up top, Marcotte three. Short, rebound to Dean. Yao. He's going to put up a half-court shot. That'll be short. But our halftime score, 29-23. Linden leading Madison. Get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Look for a post-game visit with head coach Megan Heckel. But you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and firms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive. Prices plus TTNA.
All right. With me on the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show is Victorious Linden Head Girls Basketball Coach Megan Heckel. Coach, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Hey, how would you, what were the keys for you guys for your victory here tonight?
Probably our defense. We worked really hard this week on getting in our man-to-man defense better because we've been struggling with that. And then we also worked on our zone. So when we had to go to 2-3, we knew what to do. Because last year when we went zone, he really hurt us on when we played zone. So we worked on that this year, which helps.
Coach, tonight was senior night.
Yes.
How special is this senior class for you?
They hold a very special place in my heart. I love those girls so much. They show up every day. They work and work and work. And whatever I tell them, they do it. And when I came here 2.5 years ago, they really bought into the program, and it's paid off, and you can tell just by how much improvement they have gotten better at over the years.
I know.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yes, yes. I know from the games that we've seen you, over the couple of years. It's been,
you can see the improvement.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome. And I mean, out of those four girls, only one, you know, loves the sport, Allie, and those other three, but they work their tails off and know they play for the team and they do whatever needs to be done, which is pretty awesome.
And Coach, how would you describe Allie?
She's just one of those girls that just, she loves basketball, and just seeing her improvement even over the years, defensively, offensively, and how she holds herself has gotten so much better. And getting to the basket, we've really focused on. So it's pretty fun to see what she works on is paying off, you know, now for the team.
Yeah, I could tell she was getting frustrated tonight.
She wasn't.
But she kept her cool.
Yes, and that is something we have worked very hard on the last couple of years, is being under control. And you could tell tonight, even when she wasn't hitting shots, she still dropped 25.
Yeah.
And missed a lot of shots, but she held her composure, which helped.
Coach, now you're looking at Substate. How does it shape up for you?
I think right now, since we won and then Horton lost, so we should move up to the overall 2 seed. It looks pretty good for us. The girls are pretty excited, and you know, they got big dreams that we've been wanting to get back from last year, losing that championship game. So I'm hoping, you know, they see that road ahead of us and just go grab it and take it.
Well, Coach, thank you for coming
on
with us, and good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the season.
Awesome.
Maybe we'll see you in Emporia later.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I hope to see you.
All right. With me has been Linden Head Girls Basketball Coach Megan Heckel. We'll be back with more after this timeout from the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Levo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Welcome back to the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Michael Dicker alongside Ken Hansen. Many thanks to Megan Heckel for her post-game thoughts. But 29-23 here in the boys' game. Linden leading Madison. Tell you how we got here. Of these halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes as Routed provide the area quality roofing and exceptional service. From Marker Todd today, 620-344-0661. And leading the way for Linden, 15 points by Cameron Weston from 5 three-pointers. 7 to Joey Biggs. 3 to James Marcotte, and then 2 apiece to Kaysen Rhodes and Kendall Wine. For Madison, 8 apiece to Javier Alba Mendez and Octavia Dean. 4 to Braden Grimmett and 3 to Lane Smith. Ken, your team stats.
All right, for Madison, inside the arch, they were 5 of 13. They were a nice, they were 3 of 6 from 3-point range. Normally that you would take that. They pulled down 5 rebounds, but they committed 9 turnovers. For Linden, just 2 of 7 inside the arch. That's because they were 8 of 19 from 3-point range, and they pulled down 11 rebounds while they committed 6 turnovers.
Once again, those halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Well, Ken, your keys to the second half.
I think Linden has to try to establish something inside. I know Octavian Dean can be a hassle in there, but I think they cannot just keep bombing away from three-point range. Madison has been staying patient, and they've stayed in the game because they've been a more balanced attack. And I think they got to get maybe Braden Grimmett going from outside, but keep feeding the beast. Keep giving it in to Octavian.
That will wrap up the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. Second half action upcoming next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area high school basketball brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. By Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information.
Welcome you back here to the Area Game of the Week. It's 29-23 here. Of course, big games today on the skating rink.
Yes.
USA Canada final. That's a 7:15 a.m. Yeah. Sunday affair as USA goes for their first gold since 1980.
Yes.
But only the third final in my lifetime for a chance to play for gold. But Linden with possession with this 6-point lead. Biggs at the elbow, far side Rhodes. Now to Biggs. Biggs drive. Mid lane, floater, good. Joey Biggs with 9. Lead back to 8 for Linden.
Yeah, go inside if you're the Tigers.
Mendez over to Dean. Elbow jumper, going to be short. Rebound to Biggs. Biggs underneath. All the way around and good.
James Marcotte.
Smith, top of the key to Mendez. Bulldogs trailing by double figures. Dean backing down Biggs. They're going to call a foul against Linden. Going to go against Joey Biggs. That'll be his first, team's first.
So, Michael, I think Linden listened to me. I said, go inside.
Been the attack so far. Lane Smith with an inbound to Mendez, right wing. Up top to Luthy. Now near side Grimmett. Close to drive with the left. He'll be fouled by Kendall Wine. That'll be his second, team second.